If you had to give a mark out of 10 and write the headmaster's comment for the end of term report for the assembly, what would you say?
Oh, probably about a 3 or a 4. Can't even write, tries hard. Hasn't really got started, hasn't got engaged, needs to get going.
Probably couldn't give much more than a 6 at this stage. I think there's significant work still to be done in terms of delivery of the programme for government. We've made some progress in terms of publication of the document for consultation, but we need some real legislative delivery at this stage.
Well, could do better. I think I've been personally disappointed that we've had so little tangible business in the chamber this year. Now, cast your mind back to before the last election, we were here to 1 and 2 a.m. catching up on legislation. We are dying in the Health Committee to get our hands on some of the legislation, the big pieces of legislation like the Mental Capacity Bill and the Adoption Bill, that we'd rather be looking at it now as leaving it to the end of the term. So we're very anxious to get in there to do real business, something that would make a difference to the people who we represent.
Well, I'd be honest about it, there's an awful lot hasn't yet been delivered. This particular session has been dominated by private members' business. But I think from today onwards that changes. We're about to debate one of the most important reports ever issued by the Assembly. And I think from now on the real work starts in 2012.
Mark out of 10?
7.
Shows potential but could do better.
Well, as a new boy, I suppose I would give it possibly 6 out of 10 for effort. But we need to make a lot more effort in the new term, particularly bringing some legislation forward, because I was sent here to legislate, not to debate some of the stuff we've been debating.
This is my first term here, so I don't know what it aspires to be, but I would give it a 5 or 6.
And a comment?
Hasn't delivered.
Probably about 7. So far, so good. I mean, I'm also looking forward to getting major pieces of legislation come before the Assembly. I'm in DSD Committee, Welfare Reform, which is the biggest change since 1948 in terms of the welfare state, will be coming through. That needs to be addressed sooner rather than later, and I think we need to be aware of that.
I think it got more done in this last 6 months than certainly was done in the first 2 years of the last Assembly. So we have our programme of government agreed, we have our infrastructure package agreed, we have an economic strategy agreed. The education minister has made significant announcements in relation to education. I've made a lot of significant announcements in relation to health. So there has been a considerable course of work carried out in a relatively short space of time. And I think that that will be the future of this Assembly, that there's a lot of work to be done and we can't afford to procrastinate. Forever on difficult decisions. Very often we have to bite the bullet, make the difficult decisions, and explain to the public why you make them, and thereafter live with the consequences of them. Very often the consequences will be considerably less damaging than doing nothing.
I would give it probably 5, which I'm afraid is half, but we can't do anything in the main body of the Assembly until we get the new legislation and we get that sort of work coming from us. But we've been very slow at actually sitting and taking action on things that would help. But that's something we're always bad at here and we've got to get better at. And I think we've got to find a way of turning that sort of broad action into a whole lot of little actions. And there seems to be a real missing link in Stormont as to how you turn strategy into action.
Oh, I think there's still a lot of improvements to make. There's no question about that, you know.
Well, it's not really the end of term, first of all, okay? I mean, it's just Christmas. So I think we're going into Christmas knowing fine well that whatever we do between now and the summer, the nation, that's the people outside there, are relying on us. It's a hell of a responsibility. I'm up for that.
I think given that there's been no legislation, mark out of 10 is going to have to be pretty low, probably around about a 4. You know, I know there's some things on their way, but there's pieces of legislation that were pretty much ready to go at the end of the last mandate, why they haven't been introduced, plus programme for government. We still haven't got an agreed programme for government. You know, that's pretty poor.
I think has to do better. I think we have now got over the issue of bedding down the institutions. We have to make the hard decisions. And that is going to be very difficult. That is going to be the huge challenge for us as we go into 2012. There will be change, and it's managing that change and ensuring that it's change for the right reasons. And I think, in terms of scoring the card, I think we're probably sitting around a 4 and a 5.
Your headmaster's comment?
my headmistress' comment would
Sorry,
be...
your principal's comment?
accessibility to this building
as very poor for those people who are disabled. My own office is at the front of the building, and I watched one day a lady struggle up that hill to come to the front of the building, to be turned away, to be told to go to the other side to get access. And I think this building, there needs to be more, a better accessibility, not just for people with disabilities, for people who are on foot walking to this building.
I'd expel them all.